RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We talk about New Year's resolutions all the time on these shows, and you're starting to think about it and make them and write stuff down and decide what you're going to do. However, instead of making that same old resolution that you might end up quitting, start 2016 off on the right foot, literally, with Commitment Day. My guest is Bridget McIver, and she is the Regional Run Coordinator at Lifetime Fitness. Welcome to the show, Bridget. So tell us about Commitment Day. What is that?
Commitment Day is it's a healthy way of life and movement. So, you know, you just were speaking about resolutions, right? What happens when we make resolutions? Typically, they don't keep, right? You know, nothing really comes of those resolutions. So rather than thinking about the word resolution, we're putting that word out there, commitment, because, you know, commitment comes with action. So coming together, you know, with our communities, our families, our friends, and really committing to not only ourselves, but to, you know, everyone that we come in contact with, you know, just to what we want for 2016. What is going to make us healthy and happy, and by golly, let's do a 5K to celebrate it, you know? And so there's going to be 50 5K events at across the nation, all at the same time, 10 a.m. on New Year's Day. Families, kids, neighbors, everybody coming together to really start it off with a bang.
Wow, that's a great, great idea. And so, yeah. First of all, so it's January 1st.
Right, yes.
January 1st, and there's 5K runs in 50 cities across the country. Where can people find out if their city has one?
You can go to commitmentday.com, and right there it's going to tell you all of the locations. And, you know, not only just on that day for the first, we'll be opening Lifetime's doors across the country for, you know, anybody and everybody to come in. And, you know, if it's not the 5K that you're participating in, well, then on January 2nd, we're having one of our signature group fitness classes sponsored by Target called C9, where it's, you know, weights plus cardio bursts. And on the 3rd, we're having an indoor triathlon where, you know, first-timers and veteran triathletes will come and they swim for 10 minutes, bike for 30 minutes, and then run on the treadmills for 20 minutes. And it's, you know, just a one-hour event that's super fun, great way for someone that's, you know, just wanting to try something new. Just tons of activities throughout the entire weekend with a Polar Palooza pool party. There will be nutrition talks from our dietitians, how to shop at the grocery store and what to look for there. So lots of things going on that, like I said, at commitmentday.com, you can find all of that information.
Okay, so Bridget, people
yes.
hear this and they do it the first and they attend the classes the second and the third. And then by January 10th or January 30th, you know, we saw this. And as I was running clubs myself, it's like, you know, sales are up. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden you look in the weight room and you look at the cardio equipment. And by February, it's down again. And there's no more long line waiting for the ellipticals. And there's no.
Right.
So what do you tell people about keeping that momentum and keeping that motivation going in the new year? That seems to be the single biggest thing with adherence to keeping up your exercise program is that motivation.
Right. Yeah, that's what's missing, right? So when you're kicking it off with that commitment and you're you know, seeing what it is that you want, you know, whether that's I want to run a marathon this year, or I want to lose 50 pounds, or I just want to feel better, I want to sleep better, you know, whatever that big goal is, then you're actually going to write something down. Make little bite-sized goals along the way. So January, guess what? I'm going to get a gym membership, and I'm going to, you know, go 2 to 3 times a day. Every week you're going back and you're reevaluating, you know, where you were, what you did, and where you are now, you know, and allowing yourself kind of that 80% compliance, right? Because a lot of times, And I feel like this is the biggest issue for a lot of people, is they make that New Year's resolution and they, you know, they're like, 10 pounds, I'm going to lose 10 pounds this month. And it doesn't happen. And they're like, I couldn't do it. I quit. Right.
Yep.
So allowing yourself to say, you know what, I didn't get there yet, but I'm going to, and I can't quit. I have to allow myself, you know, every once in a while to have a step back, and that's okay. That happens. But 80% of the time, guess what? I'm going to be on it, and I'm going to make sure that I am taking those little steps to get to what I want.
Well, sure, and setting those SMART goals, those attainable goals are really, and time sensitive, and writing them down and journaling are all go a long way towards that motivational thing. And so what else can people do to prepare for those resolutions? What do you want them to think about during the holidays?
Yeah, right now, you know, it's all about the food at the parties, and what I would say, you know, as you're going out to these events, as you're getting together with your family and friends, rather than being excited about the food that's going to be there, sure, that's fun, that's awesome, you're going to have a cookie, and that's fantastic, right? However, let it stop there and be more excited about seeing your family and your friends. That's what it's about. It's not about, you know, making ourselves just really not feel good by eating, you know, too much of the wrong thing. So, like I said, you know, have a nice time. Start to really think about and form that plan in your mind. You know, what is your commitment? See that commitment, and then start to just, you know, map out little goals of you know, how you're going to get there. If that means, you know, coming into Lifetime and you know, getting with a trainer that can get you along the way, then that's what you do. If that means maybe it's balance, you know, spending more time with your families in the evenings, or, you know, whatever it is that's going to make you happy. It's so different for everyone. Start to map it out. Enjoy your friends and family and the spirit of the holidays. And don't base the, you know, the fun on the food and the drink of the season.
Well, that's really true, Bridget. It is, because
yeah.
I recently had a big, huge family party, and I get excited about the food and I get excited about the booze.
Do.
I do. But because I was so happy to see all these people and to talk with all these people, I didn't really eat or drink much at the party at all.
Really?
I felt like I did, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And so when you do make your priority having fun and seeing the people, then the food and all the rest of it kind of comes second to just making your way around, opening presents, seeing everybody that you want to see. Now, in this last minute here, give us your best advice for Commitment Day and where people can find out more information.
Oh, fantastic. So Commitment Day, like commitmentday.com, like I said, just head there, find your location. If there's not a 5K, you know, within a driving distance near you, then, you know, get to the nearest Lifetime. What's really great about these events is make it about family. You know, we're talking about spending time with family. Kids 12 and under actually get to participate in this event for free, and they still get a really cool Commitment Day finisher shirt. So, you know, grab as many people as you can, get together, and just, you know, set your sights on what you want and get it.
That's great. It's great advice. CommitmentDay.com, a 5K fun run and walk event. Children under 12 get in free and still get the fun shirt. And it's in 50 cities across the country, sponsored by Lifetime Fitness. You know who they are. They got the bikes and the ellipticals and the treadmills. And I want one of those with the smart screen. Those are so cool. Keeps you exercising, really. This is Melanie Cole. If you missed any of the great information, listen anytime, on demand or on the go. RadioMD.com. Stay well.